Wrestling which switches to switch on, switch off. Don't panic, we're not going to be long. I was told today that we should come to church in clean-up clothes. Like, and you all come dressed like you're going to a wedding. Like, you must be very posh cleaner-uppers, that's all I can think. So, just because Michael started early last week. Excellent. If you've got a Bible, very quickly turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you will, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. And you can have a read of it later if you like, if you can't get to it quick. But it's here's a wonderful, wonderful part of the Bible. The human body has many parts. But the many parts make up one. Anybody got kids and they've sung head and shoulders, knees and toes? Head and shoulders, knees and toes. It's not as good as some of the hymns we sing, but there we go. Head and shoulders, and eyes and ears. Head and shoulders, knees and toes. Yeah, so head and shoulders, knees and toes. The human body has many parts. How many people know when some of their parts aren't working? You ever get up in the morning, you feel like that. You just think, I don't know, just... How are you feeling this morning? You go, well, I don't know. And it's not that I'm chronically ill or anything, but you just know your own body. When sometimes things just aren't working right, they're just not feeling like I could crush a grape this morning. You know what I mean? Just not feeling that. And strong. So you just get to know your own body. And I know that you had the congregational meeting on Thursday, and I'm sorry I couldn't be there. But that's a great thing to do. And it's one of those times that you sit down and you look at the body and you think, so how are we feeling? You know, it's a great thing. You sit around, you discuss stuff, and how's the body feeling? How are we feeling? And that's what happened on Thursday, and that's a good thing. And this is what it says in verse 13. Some of you are Jews. So it's talking about the different parts of the body. Some of you are Jews, some of you are Gentiles, some of you are slaves, some of you are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Now, what happens is sometimes when we read things like that, we can think, so what does that mean? Does God just get all these different people and stick them in a big spiritual blender? Unblend. I don't know if you've ever... this is a great game. Go and get a Happy Meal from McDonald's. Get a Happy Meal and whatever size type of drink you want as well, and because it tastes beautiful, even though it's just basically death in a bag, all right? Like, if you get a Happy Meal from McDonald's and then just tip it all into a blender and then push blend. Put your Coke in there, blend it, and then drink it. It just tastes like vomit. It's awful, right? Like, it's just awful, right? And you think, well, is that basically what God's done with everybody, like spiritually? Like you're a Jew or a Greek or you're a Jew or you're Gentile, and God comes along, sticks it in this big blender, and it always comes out like this like soupy brownish color. And you're looking at it and thinking, that's just wrong. And sometimes when you go to church, you get this pressure and you get this feeling that we should all be exactly the same. Like basic builder's beige. You know, you go into a BC box house, yeah? You know, you go around any subdivision anywhere in BC and they paint the inside in builder's beige. It's like so that everybody's life has to be like that. And we come along, we all try to be. But that's not what Paul's talking about. He's not saying that. He's saying that bodies have different parts. And those different parts are very distinct. Now, they all share the same DNA. And if you stuck I don't know how you would take a sample from somebody's eye. If you're a nurse, you would know, so don't come to me, all right? Get a bit of eye and take it out and put that under a microscope. You could tell what the DNA was. If you take a bit of skin, but it's all the same DNA, but different parts, right? And then Paul goes about this little list, and he starts to talk about what happens. What happens with the body when there's different parts? Now look at this. In verse 15, in verse 14, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not part of the body because I'm not a hand. That does not make it any less part of the body. If the ear says, and listen to the things that he uses, foot, hand. If the ear says, I am not part of the body because I'm not an eye, would it make it any less part of the body? Well, if the whole body were an eye, how would it hear? Or if the whole body an ear, how would it smell? Our bodies have many parts. And he lists different parts. Now, what's interesting about these charts, we don't have time to go into it, but you can go and study this for the next 4 or 5 years. It's great stuff, because what he starts off with this incredible picture of the foot and the hand. Foot and feet and hand do things. Eyes and ears see and sense things. But then he ends up with the eye and the hand. It's no good just being practical. It's no good just being spiritual, sensing stuff. You have to have the both together. And it's this wonderful, wonderful circle. So it starts off with doing, listening to God, and then listening to God and doing. Sticks them together. And it's this wonderful, wonderful circle that he draws in words. That Paul does this, a very, very clever human being. Now the problem is we keep thinking, well, I want to be like this, I want that gift, and things don't actually work out unless we do the job in the church that God asks us to do, to play our part in the church that God asks us to be. Because what happens if the foot says, because I'm not a hand, then it just doesn't work. It because my foot belongs down there, my hand belongs up here. Foot, hand. Because if you stick your, I don't know if that'll fit. Should have tried this at home earlier, shouldn't I? Yeah. Oh, no, it works. Yeah, cool. See, that's great. See, that's not too weird. I mean, as a fashion statement, that's probably not too far off, right? I mean, that's pretty good. I can still see the time. It's good. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. So if the foot's a hand, then, but I've got to have my sock on my hand. Put a sock on my hand. It's okay. I washed. It's a clean sock. It's a new, it's a Carhartt. See, it's a work sock. Right, see, it's a work thing today. And then you're going to, ring on your things, I'm married. So, see, and that's fine, it works, right? No, you've got to have done that. You've got to be like this, right? And that's good, and I can get around, but then what happens if I want to shake hands with Mark? Right? Oh, it's exhausting. Don't smell that. Don't smell that. And you might think, well, that's okay. You can do it. Yeah, but what happens then if I want to? What happens if I want to hug Marianne? It doesn't. You can't do that. You see, but the problem is often in the church that's how we try to function, and we can't. Now my hand can't be. I gotta get that out of there because that really is quite gross, isn't it? It's toe jam in there. It's wrong. So. Okay. It's a clean sock. We have to understand that God wants us to take our place in His body, because if I don't, and if you don't, then we truly can't function properly. We walk around like this gimped up thing that can do minor tasks. But only when we come along and we find our place at God's table, only when we come along and we accept our place as part of the larger body of Christ, can we actually fulfill what God's asked us to do as human beings on this earth. And it's the only way it works. So my encouragement to you today is this, is find your place and, because it falls off, find your place in the body of Christ and rejoice in it and function in it. When I see other people functioning in their gifts, when I see other people doing what God has obviously called them to do, It's an amazing to me. I love it. And there's part of me thinks, oh, I wish I could do that. And then it's like God just clips me around the back of the head and says, no, Phil, that's their gift. That's their place. Now, you do what I tell you to do. And somebody often said, if you had to pick a part of the body of Christ that you thought you'd like to be, that's not really the way it works. It's what part of the body actually reflects what God has made me. What part of the body? And we were talking about this once in a church that I was at, and one of the guys there said, I think I'm a bit of dry skin on the elbow. How cool is that? Yeah. Woohoo! I'm a bit of dry skin on the elbow of the body of Christ. Only you think, yeah. And then somebody said, yeah, but can you imagine how painful it would be putting your elbows on something if you didn't have dry skin on the end? And I think, yeah, it's all got use. Every single part. And so, please, find your place. Bring your friends. Go bang on somebody's door. I just love that. Can you imagine that lady trying to be an evangelist? The most unnatural thing for her to do. She goes, she's obedient to God, and her place that day was to go bang on a door and invite somebody to church. Just wonderful. Because somebody does what God asks them to do. And God just says, please, will you just find your place in the body? Invite your friends to do the same. And come along and find your place. But remember to be you. Remember to be you. Because you have a particular flavor that the body of Christ needs. When some people have amputations done, they get this feeling of a ghost limb, they call it. Very strange. They cut them off and they get this feeling of a ghost limb that is there. And when a part of a limb is missing, it's just not functioning properly. And when people are missing, it's just not functioning properly. So grab the people who are missing and tell them, we need you to make us whole. Right? We need you to make us whole. So let's pray. And then we're going to get the thongs out here and we are going to pray for them as they drift off from here with purpose. So Father, in Jesus' name, thank you that you have called us to be part of the body of Christ. Father, please help us to find the part of the body that we function in best. Help us to take our place and rejoice as we serve the King of Kings and we serve each other. Help us to do that. And Father, pray that you'd help us with our covetousness sometimes and our envy of other people's gifts. And we would just be totally, totally, totally immersed in serving you in the way you'd have us to serve you as part of the body with your DNA. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Mr. and Mrs. Fong.